Good to give it a mic.
Thank you
What
for calling
kind? I don't
customer
know.
support. My name is Kayla. How may I help you?
Yes. I'm calling in regards to a debit that was taken out of my account from this number, and I was wondering what it was for.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I heard. May I get your zip code, please? So, because we is a third party and we service over different products.
60087.
Yes, ma'am. And your first and last name?
Lefevers. LeFevers. $40.
Your first and your last name, ma'am?
Gail Lefevers.
Yes, ma'am. I see the account for security purposes. Can you verify that shipping address for me?
4244 Hickory Hills Drive, apartment 106. Why do you need all that information?
It's just for security purposes on the account and also with the customer.
What is the account for is what I want to know.
Okay, well, ma'am, I see that you entered something for $7.45. Give me 1 second while I look at your account, a campaign. So you've been trying, okay. So you picked the gift on, it's an online. So you picked the gift in paste. You picked the gift online on December the 22nd of 2021. And you just paid the shipping, which was $7.45.
And what was it for?
Give me 1 second.
You can't tell what it was for?
Okay, well, it was for a thing that it's a pulse oximeter. It's a thing that deals
okay,
with your pulse.
Right.
And you just paid for the shipping. Okay, it's a welcoming gift for joining the Factor Direct Savings Store. And the membership fee for the Factor Direct Store is $49.99. You will be billed 48 hours later after signing up. Being a member gives them get you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. You will receive the $125 gift card each month that you enroll as a member and will be charged $49.99 each month that you enrolled.
I don't want that.
So you don't want the account, ma'am?
No.
Okay, I understand that. Can I ask why do you want to be signed up to the account anymore? Is the product
okay,
not working?
Oh, no, it's working fine, but I didn't know it. Okay, so you're taking out $39.99 out of my account, which I didn't know you were going to do, for me to get a $125 gift card monthly?
Yes, ma'am, to our Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
And what is this? What is this $125 gift card? What can I purchase from it?
It's an online gadget store. We have a Factory Direct Savings Store online, and we give you a $125 gift card to purchase anything online, any gadget online that you would like, different gadgets on the online web store.
No, I'm not interested. I don't want any money taken out of my account. I've got a budget. I'm on disability, and I've got a budget that I have to live by, and I can't have that extra taken out.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand. Give me 1 second while I get that account canceled for you.
Okay. And can I get, what about the $39 that got taken out this week?
Well, ma'am, I can give you a 35% refund as a courtesy.
What about one? Okay, being that you took the $39 out already, what? Can I get one of the $100 gift card?
You're talking about the $125 gift card that you
receive
at the Factor Direct Savings Store?
I never got one.
Okay, give me
one sec.
You never got one because, ma'am, I see that we have, it actually has been declining. The only one that has went through is the $39.99. So you should have received that for February the 14th for the $125 gift card.
No, never received.
Okay.
Never, ever.
Okay, give me one sec.
I should have gotten one card already, and then they'll cancel it. But I'll give it to you. But I don't know.
How did they get your information?
Because I got pollen oximeter for
okay,
both cards. And it was, I paid $4.95 for shipping and handling, and I gave them, and I did it with my debit card.
Okay, so why are they taking money out of your account? You didn't approve for them to take $40 out of your account for a free gift card.
No, because they didn't say that.
So how did they get your information?
Because I gave him my debit card number.
Wait, for the pulsometer, not for a free gift card.
I know.
So how are they getting your information?
So they're going to, they're taking $39 out of my account.
Okay, ma'am. I can get the account canceled for you, give you a 35% refund on a $35.99. Dealing with the $125 gift card, I have to give you the website so you can, because you got to make an account for you to receive the $125 gift card, ma'am.
Okay, no, I just want the $39.99 refunded, and I don't want to have anything to do with the company.
Yes, ma'am, I totally understand, but as a courtesy, the most I can do is a 50% refund.
A 50% is fine, but I want to get canceled.
Okay, give me one second, ma'am, while I get that account canceled for you and give you a 50% refund and get your confirmation code.
That's what you do. Tell them you're going to call the bank and dispute it.
It's already been taken out.
It don't matter. You can still dispute it. They can put it back in. That's why you have insurance on your account.
I'll just take half. I just have to be careful. I'm glad I'm in the car and not at home.
You bought a pulsometer for $4.95.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's the way of people getting your account information.
I know. I was supposed to get one from Humana, but I didn't order it because I couldn't get a hold of their representative.
What did they say? They only give you 50% back?
Mm-hmm.
50% refund? Bullshit. You haven't gotten anything in return.
They said I could call the website and get my $125 gift card.
Bullshit. Stop giving your account information.
I know.
For a bill.
I know. Well, go to your shipping point. Here's the bag.
If you're going to order something
mm-hmm.
like that,
mm-hmm.
put it on your Cash App card. Put the money on your Cash App and use your Cash App credit card. Don't never give your bank information. People can drain your account. It takes forever to get that money back.
You got to tell me how I can get my
cash. How are you going to explain that to Paul?
Right. What is that black card? Is my Cash App card? Oh. I was wondering how that worked.
As soon as somebody sends you money,
oh,
give me one second while I'm still getting that account process to be canceled, ma'am.
Okay. So the minute until I put it into my account,
just go on the Cash App and you say add money, and it'll come out of your account and go on your Cash App. That's how I was getting all my stuff to my Cash App, so I came from a bank card.
Grandma.
Okay, ma'am. That I did refund you your money back. The 50% refund back. It will take 3 to 5 business days. Are you ready for that confirmation code?
Yeah, hang on 1 second. Let me get a pen.
Okay.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Can you text it to me?
The confirmation code? I can
yes.
Get it emailed to you.
Okay, you can email it to me then.
Yes, okay.
I don't have a pen right now. You should have my email address.
Yes. Is it glefevers55@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Well, ma'am, it seems that we don't have capability of sending out emails to calls. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Okay, I'm putting you on. I'm here on speaker. Go ahead with the number, hon.
C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
258.
Hang on 1 second. My pen. Okay. C, 258. Uh-huh.
978.
978-571-571. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And you will receive that $20 within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you so much, hon. I'm so sorry. I guess I misunderstood the deal.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.